Thank you, Director Christian. We'll continue with the next petition.
Very good. Thank you, Madam Chair. So item number 7 on your agenda, page 15 in your book, is the second petition from Mr. Kyle Guttormson of Brookings, South Dakota. And this particular petition is asking the commission to create the West River Special Turkey Tag, i.e. the similar concept that we currently have in place right now for special antelope and special deer. At this time, I guess I'm going to ask or see if Mr. Guttormson is joining virtually, if he would like to speak to the commission. Liz, Nick, Chris, you guys aware if Kyle is able to join today? I know staff have visited with him in person. He was going to try to join virtually today, but at that last time that they spoke to him a couple days ago, he was not sure he would be able to.
There's one number we don't know, Tom, but we don't see his name.
So, Mr. Guttormson, are you listening in on a different number? Doesn't appear so, Madam Chair. So with your permission, I'll just continue on with the petition and speak on behalf of the agency then.
Yes, thank you.
So Madam Chair and Commissioners, you can see the petition. I know you've had a chance to read it. We did have a little discussion. It was a petition that came in, I would say, kind of late into the commission agenda building process. So we haven't had a ton of conversation, but again, as you can read, the request is to create or establish the West River Special Turkey. Again, as described by petitioner, similar to the special antelope and special deer tags that we have in this state. He mentioned that it could be one or two tag licenses. It would be available on private land west of the Missouri River, excluding the Black Hills turkey hunting unit. It also specifically talks about it would have a higher fee, but he did not suggest a higher fee. One specific point that he did have in his write-up was it would only be available to non-resident hunters. So that is a specific point in there. And again, he was just bringing the concept forward to, I think, look for some discussion about a special turkey tag concept. So again, just in some very, very brief conversations with us internally as an agency, we did look at this. We know that the special licenses at times bring out some emotions, bring out some different thoughts and perspectives. Certainly has provided some hunting opportunities, especially for those individuals looking for the uniqueness of the special licenses. Is they're not limited to just one unit. You could, like a West River special buck tag, it's private land only, but anywhere in western South Dakota where the West River deer season is open. So you're not limited to a hunting unit, but you are limited to private land. And what he's suggesting would be the same. There are some shortfalls, in our opinion, when you look at this petition. Again, number one, it's valid only in western South Dakota. We certainly know that there are turkey hunting opportunities in eastern South Dakota as well, but it's limiting it to western. I would offer to you the concept of making it only available to non-residents will certainly raise the attention of many resident turkey hunters and ask the question, why not available to them? So I think that is one that should be of consideration. And then another main point is that it mentions it would be unlimited, so there's not a maximum number of licenses that could be available under such a structure. Currently, when we look at the prairie turkey hunting seasons by individual hunting units, we're looking at population objectives, and license allocations are set by where we're at with numbers, what direction we want to go, and so having an unlimited number certainly would potentially impact at some local areas, but that would have to be determined. So certainly we know this is about hunting opportunities for non-residents, as described, for it's only available for non-residents. And similar to deer, the one way to have some more additional hunting opportunities also is to have more critters on the landscape. And we've been watching, working real close on turkey populations, turkey numbers, trying to bolster some of those numbers in certain areas. When we do have more birds, and we have more hunting opportunities as well. And so that's one of our primary objectives. So just looking at some of the specific criteria that was submitted in the petition, as I would offer to you, I would be consider them as some shortfalls. Our recommendation as department would be to deny this petition at this time as well. And I would try to answer any questions that you may have.
Any questions for Director Kirschman on the petition before us? Commissioner
Beast. I'd just like to make one comment. I suppose there's more turkeys West River than East River, but in my opinion, I would have considered this petition if it would have included East River. You continually sit there and keep West River hunting. When's the East River population going to step up and say, yeah, we need non-residents in East River? I mean, it's always non-residents coming West River. No, you can't go East River. And if this would have put this and included East River, I'd been all over it. But when they keep coming in, wanting nothing but more hunting West River, but we can't touch East River, I'm just not for it, I guess. That's my opinion, so I'm going to vote to deny it.
Additional comments? Commissioner White.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and Commissioner White here. I totally agree with the previous comments. Also, I think that, Tom, you already addressed it, but to make this available to out-of-state hunters before we make it available to in-state hunters would be, a very difficult task for us to vote positive for. So I'll be voting no on it. Thank you.
Additional comments? Commissioner Whitmire.
Just a note on when we get a proposal like this or petition, it's either up or down. We can't modify, we can say like this part about it, or, you know, we can't make it. And I would not be on board for moving it ahead as is, so I'll be a no.
Any additional comments, Commissioner Locken?
Yes, Commissioner Locken here. It's an interesting concept, you know, and I really appreciate it being brought forward. I would encourage the department to keep looking at it, including East River. I don't know how many licenses we could put up for this, but if it was both resident and non-resident, I'd be willing to look at it. And both resident and non-resident and East River and West River, you know, if the department takes a good look at it, sees what they think, sees the pitfalls and the good and the bad with it, I'd be willing to take a look at it again, take another run at it.
Very good. Commissioner Teal?
I'd agree with what you said there, John, as well. And I would also say that it would have to be limited in some capacity, not unlimited. I don't know if I didn't catch you say that part, but I do think it's an interesting concept, but I would move to deny it.
We have a motion to deny the petition. We need a second.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Beast. All those in favor of the denial, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, we have moved to deny this petition. So thank you, Director Kirschman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And as formalizing the process, we will draft two resolutions, one for each of the petitions this evening, and bring that forward tomorrow for you to take final action on.
Very good. Thank you. All right. We're going